Al-Latif and Al-Khabir. These are two names which are repeatedly found together in several ayat of the Noble Quran. Allah, exalted as He, says,
لا تدركه الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار وهو اللطيف الخبير.
He says, exalted is he, when mentioning the advice of Luqman the wise to his son,
يا بني إنها إن تك مثقال حبة من خردل فتكن في صخرة أو في السماوات أو في الأرض يأتي بها الله إن الله لطيف خبير.
As for Al-Khabir, its meaning is the one whose knowledge reaches the most secret of things, and who is cognizant of a person's innermost thoughts. He knows the tiny hidden seeds, the most subtle of matters, and the precise details of the most minuscule of things. It is a name which comes back to, in that which it indicates, knowledge of things which are hidden, which have reached the utmost degree of subtlety and minuteness, and are as hidden as can be, and therefore, even more so, his knowledge of things which are apparent and clear. As for the name Al-Latif, it has two meanings. The first of the two meanings is that his knowledge is so precise and so subtle that it reaches the hidden secrets, innermost thoughts, and that which is concealed. The second meaning is that he is the one who causes that which is good for his servants and his beloved slaves to reach them through his subtlety and beneficence in ways that they do not perceive.